email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, new research out from the University of Limerick tells us that Irish children do very little housework. And one of the authors on the research joins us now on the line. Hello, Caoimhe O'Reilly.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
We probably could have told you that before you started doing the research. Just ask any parent around the country and they would have told you that. Anyway, so this is part of the Growing Up in Ireland longitudinal study.
Absolutely, yeah. We use the data that the Growing Up in Ireland department collected. We found that most children aren't doing much housework at all, but that the kids who are, actually the girls are doing more. And this was happening at 9 years of age, and by the age of 13, the gap was actually bigger. So the 13-year-old boys were actually doing less than they had been at age 9.
Okay. Now, people will joke about this and they'll go, oh, that's the way it always was. You know, the girls do the washing up, the lads cut the grass. But there's a serious side to it, because if you look at it and take it apart, it means that girls have less time to do other things, and, you know, the corollary is the boys have more time to do things.
Absolutely. Young boys are getting more time to do their social activities, their hobbies, even homework, you know. So that extra free time that they get does give them a little head start. But not only do they have this extra time, it's also training young boys and girls to associate housework with femininity.
Yeah.
So that when they become older, this may kind of be ingrained within them, and they may assume, you know, for girls that this is my job, this is something I have to do, and boys may feel, well, you know, the girls will do it.
Yeah, and your research shows that it is very much jobs for the girls and jobs for the boys. So just outline what your research shows that girls do.
Absolutely. So girls tend to do chores that would be traditionally associated with, you know, women's work. So they're doing the laundry, the dishes, the caring duties. Mm. And then boys are doing the outside work. They're doing the garden, the bins, and they're cleaning the car. And that's important because the traditionally female tasks are much more time consuming. And the male tasks are much more sporadic. So this is, again, feeding into that extra time that the boys have. But then on top of that, boys and girls are learning different skills. And housework is important. It does teach kids important life skills. And right now it seems that girls are learning to cook and clean, whereas boys are learning to maintain the car, do the grass. And, you know, it is important that boys and girls learn both skills.
Yeah, and the problem is, of course, that these things perpetuate themselves. So if a boy doesn't learn how to cook when he's younger, then when he gets married, those duties fall on his partner. In a sort of a normal heterosexual relationship, and then their children see that, and monkey see, monkey do, and it goes on and on and on. So how do you break the cycle?
That's a great question. I think that one huge step forward would be to see policies in Ireland recognising that that this is happening in childhood. When people learn about this, boys and girls, men and women, then they do stop and think, and it does help to change behaviour. So if we could tackle this via policy change, that would be a huge step forward. And then on a personal level, parents can be conscious of what chores they're getting the boys and girls to do. They can be conscious to encourage children to do some housework, just to learn these valuable skills. And to be very conscious, you know, that boys and girls are learning all types of chores.
And the top line finding is that very little is done by children. So what can we do about that? Sometimes it's easier just to do it yourself.
I know. And unfortunately, probably it is the moms out there who are doing that extra bit. So absolutely. I mean, it'll take a load off the parents if the kids give a hand, you know, and then they are learning these important life skills, you know, that foster independence, So it's really important that they do kind of learn these skills. Yeah. And
it is difficult to break the cycle, just to get back to that, because this is something that's been happening not just for years or decades, but for centuries.
Absolutely, yeah. Housework is really, really associated with, you know, being a female responsibility.
Yes.
And you see this not just in Ireland. I mean, children's housework has been explored across, you know, in different countries across the world. And they're all finding the same thing, you know, that this division is happening at a young age.
Yeah.
So it is. It's very ingrained within our culture.
And I remember doing some research on, you know, things that people fight over in relationships. Mm-hmm. And in mm-hmm. the top three are domestic chores.
Absolutely.
So if we could solve it, we might have happier marriages and relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Cuiva O'Reilly, PhD researcher in the University of Limerick. Thanks so much for talking to us today. Thanks, Cuiva.
Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.